The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is Perth Now editor Nat Richards. G'day, Nat.
Good morning.
Now, before I let you jump into your news, I've got some news for you. So we reported earlier in the show with Matt Tinney that there was a man missing in the Great Southern after his vehicle was found in floodwaters. He has been found safe and well. So
excellent,
that is
news,
great news.
Isn't it?
Great
yeah,
news.
But very good.
And so we've got some news about Ariane Titmus's coach who made waves, made international headlines, Dean Boxall, with his crazy celebration of her victory.
For want of a better term, he dry humped a glass screen.
And no, you don't see that every day.
I think that's exactly how the Perth Now team reacted when it happens, to be honest. The atmosphere when she won in here was absolutely fantastic.
And so what's happened with Dean Boxall now?
Obviously we've spoken this week already about the incredible reaction and, you know, how it's just peak Australia. Well, it seems the Americans, funny that, isn't it? The Americans have taken issue with it. Now,
they didn't like it. They didn't like his histrionics.
I'm not saying it's sour grapes, but given she did,
it looks like a grape and it's pretty sour.
Yes. So, there's been a big backlash on Twitter. People complaining, you know, who's this Aussie that's come and stolen our thunder? But also, what's with the reaction from him? What's with the dry humping? Some people said they found it aggressive, offensive. Come on.
He did aggressively
anyone.
Hump that glass wall. It was some of the most aggressive
reaction.
Dry humping I've ever seen.
It's not like he did it towards another woman. It's
But you know the
there's
funny thing
nothing
about
in it.
The funny thing about it is he was inspired by the Ultimate Warrior WWE
yes.
wrestler, who is an American.
I know.
It was an homage
that's
to
the irony in the
an
whole
American
thing.
Wrestler.
That's the irony in the whole thing. Obviously, the reaction, and you can just imagine, can't you? The Twitter sphere has gone off, as they say, and they've all had a crack at him and said that, you know, it's inappropriate, it's offensive. They feel sorry for the security guard who couldn't control him. He has actually apologised for ripping his face mask off. He said he did it in the heat of the moment. He was just so pumped.
And I'm glad he apologised for that, because that was the one thing for me that was...
If you're going to be outraged about the fact that he took his mask off during COVID times. Don't be outraged about the fact that with his clothes on, dry humped a glass wall for all of about 2 seconds. It was nothing. He was enjoying himself. He was celebrating another woman.
That was
the thing. There's nothing sexist about this. He was celebrating a woman in the pool.
Now, can I be just devil's advocate for a second?
Go on.
So when we look back at Tokyo, when they play the highlights package, do you reckon what is more likely? They're going to play Ariane Titmus touching the wall and winning the race? Or are they going to play Dean Boxall humping the glass?
Yeah, true. True.
So,
he's kind of stolen
us. It's interesting when you think about it like that.
But, and, you know, it's not his fault. It's not his fault that we choose to focus on that.
I got that from my producer, Kate, by the way. That's not a Ben O'Shea original.
That's more what the camera's chosen to focus
on. Well,
and what
true.
We've chosen to edit into that rather than
well, it's
what
not
happened.
Just his fault. Yeah, that's right. Because if you look back at the 1988 Olympics and Laurie Lawrence, famous Australian swimming coach, probably before your time in Australia, and that's been compared to Dean Boxall's performance in Tokyo. And Laurie Lawrence's reaction to an Australian swimmer winning a gold medal is really part of now Australian sporting history. It's brought
there
up every
go.
Olympics. But the question is, the interesting trivia question is, which swimmer was he celebrating?
Yeah.
No one remembers that.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. But you know what?
It was Duncan Armstrong.
I don't think Ariane Titmus is going to stop being a household name very quickly at
Especially
all.
If she wins
I
again
think
today.
The fact that he's celebrating another woman and the fact that he was so enthused about a woman achieving something massive in a sport. Often we hear about male sports people doing so well in things, and here's a woman who is a role model for us all. It's wonderful, and he's celebrating
that.
And I think there's nothing sexist about that. I think it's good.
Yep, so
leave him alone.
Rack off, Yanks.